It happens to me every so often while I'm driving. A song comes on and just seems so right in the moment that I have to restart it so that I can crank the volume and roll the windows down. Certainly, we think that the music pumping through our earbuds or out of our car speakers form the soundtracks of our daily lives, and Edgar Wright's playful action comedy Baby Driver takes that notion and speeds away with it. The film's title, taken from a Simon and Garfunkel album cut, refers here to a kid named Baby, played by Ansel Elgort, who sits behind the wheel of getaway cars and seems to choreograph his physics-defying maneuvers to personalized playlists. As the tempo of a song builds, he speeds up. He shifts gears to the beat. He gets to his desired location right as the track ends. If the timing's all off, he'll rewind the song a bit and sync everything up again. See, Baby suffers from tinnitus, the result of a tragic car accident, and so he blasts music through his headphones to drown out the constant ringing in his ears. The film follows suit. It's wall-to-wall music. In fact, the official soundtrack is almost as long as the movie itself, and it often moves, both in and out of its action scenes, with the balletic agility of a musical. There's an early number reminiscent of that traffic jam dance sequence in La La Land, in which Baby walks to pick up a coffee order and the song in his head, Bob and Earl's Harlem Shuffle, literally manifests itself in the scenery behind him. Baby Driver is at its best when Wright lets the music completely hijack the crime plot, which is pretty standard stuff. Baby's a for-hire driver, rarely working with the same team twice, and doing everything at the behest of a ringleader named Doc, played by Kevin Spacey. He's just about to retire from his life of crime, it's that one more job and I'm out trope, but he's pulled back in for a heist that involves a gun-crazy couple known as Buddy and Darling, played by John Hamm and Eliza Gonzalez, complete with matching his and her neck tattoos, and a perpetually glowering loose cannon called Bats, played by Jamie Foxx. And then Baby falls in love. Her name is Deborah, which inspires a discussion about how many more songs are about babies than Deborah's. She's a waitress at the retro diner where his late mother once worked, and as played by Lily James, she's sunny and charming and idealized. Of course, Deborah has no idea what Baby actually does, even though he's always clutching a burner phone, and what are the odds that she'll be pulled into the criminal underworld, whether she likes it or not? Wright's scripts have always taken great relish in dismantling the established conventions of genre films, and here he's playing around with classic car chase movies like Bullet and Vanishing Point, as well as the macho minimalism of Walter Hill's The Driver. Unlike the nameless, strong, silent types in those earlier films that Wright admires so much, Baby is given a tragic backstory, and the attempts to diagnose his insularity as an after-effect of childhood trauma aren't as successful as they probably should be. And unlike the films that inspired Baby Driver, this screenplay is frustratingly front-loaded. The movie actually loses momentum as it rolls along, which is a problem I've had with Wright's last few features. Like Quentin Tarantino, he's a B-movie encyclopedia, rattling off obscure cinematic references to the delight of film nerds everywhere, and sometimes it feels like he's all unbridled enthusiasm in search of dramatic purpose. The movies Wright is canonizing in Baby Driver were lean and sleek, and this one could have used some pruning, particularly in its final third. Granted, there are a couple good set pieces in the film's back half. I particularly enjoyed a shootout in which the bullets are syncopated right along to a cover of Tequila, and there's a foot chase through a shopping center that's a wonder of sound design and editing. But nothing ever comes close to the sheer exuberance of the opening chase sequence, which builds off the John Spencer Blues Explosion song Bell Bottoms in funny, unexpected ways. Baby Driver is at its most entertaining when it's floating along on its soundtrack, when the music defines and emboldens the action. The movie possesses some of the joys of a particularly diverse mixtape, with deep cuts from the Beach Boys, T-Rex, and Queen, retro radio hits, most notably the Commodore's Easy, obscure 60s R&B tunes, and culminating with that titular Simon and Garfunkel song. Every track is a killer, if only the film itself had maintained the forward thrust of the music that accompanies it. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.